Blog Talk Radio.
Let's call it the podcast every week to help you live. And you can reach me at colleenreeves.com.
And so as he worked with her over the course of a year, she had a lot of trouble
swallowing things and taking pills, and she appeared to have a lot of trauma, but a lot from her current lifetime. And so Brian, hypnotized her and said, I want you to go back to when the problem began. And she didn't stay back to 5 or 6 years old, which Brian was. She lived thousands of years, different incarnations. One in which she drowned, her baby was in, can you imagine? It would kind of afraid of water, wouldn't it? And another incarnation in the tribe that she's a member of, like Tink. One in the tribe died, of course they did. She intuitively understood the water. As she was depression, she got a lot better. On the brand, like, I don't know if there. And so we're doing the rest of the clients and trying to be very helpful. Share it with you in the moment, but I feel like it was hard lifetime. For me, I was Jewish. I was behind. I was just like, but it's just frightening, and I said, we don't have to go back there. Much free. We don't have to do. And so this is while I was training with Dr. Weiss, and there were got up the next morning, I want to show you something. And she pulled back her collar, and there was a bright ribbon around her. Braid a rope on her neck by remember being hung. Bright ribbon mark all the way around her neck. And she looked at and I said, I know too. Tell me if at any time it's scary or frightening, we can get out of it. When I experienced the platform, go to a time before that. I remember being a young Jewish girl and walking on all the way, striking what the officer, so handsome. He talked about him a little bit and said how dashing he was. Off the table, sitting down, sat, sitting a little excited, hormones upward. Thought he was just handsome in his outfit. And she realized that was her husband,
Klaus,
for her current lifetime.
It's
Klaus. I recognize him. He's dashing. Move forward to another. Nazi officer behind us. Yeah, pushing on him, and now he's so bad. And that led. And the class is very different lifetime.
And I came back to work this out with him, and she said,
the German people is a little curious. World War II, Nazis.
And so we
sort of find a sign as a Nazis who was upstanding and on French lot and she said, how would I go on without you? And one other small thing is I felt pounding on my back, like almost hurt at all, but it was like someone really slamming me back. When Freddie came out of the air, I asked him, let me guess, was Klaus an angry kind of guy? Freddie, he was not exactly, how do you say it, a touchy. Well, was he a guy that when he liked his, pounded him on the leg? Oh, yes, that was right. And it's just pounding on the back. I think you just let me know I did a good job with you. Oh. And the back. It was really beautiful. And ultimately, very.
Yeah. Oh, that's all. You're already asking the wrong question.
Yeah.
But. Somebody about signs, and like we may, you know, we think about signs of a possible life or what are these kinds of signs, if you will. Some of them could be as you came into this lifetime, skills or is that we study in your practice with them and you think, oh, it's my soulmate, he's say again. You definitely want to think about that.
Probably all that we have with other lifetimes. I also my most recent incarnation, I was a reporter for the Fire. So, I think with me.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, so many questions are kind of flying by me right now. Okay. Okay, here's, we'll try. So Robin wants to know, do we incarnate with this vehicle?
Dr. Brian West likes to call those odd, lot of people. He incarnates, not only does many, many paths, but we also see death experience. We recognize maybe we've got a cat. Recognize other lifetimes. And of course, the famous topic at this PC. Most of them like, I want to hang out with them. You want to go back to school with me? Go back down to Earth and see what comes by. Well, if you will. Kind of nice. But also those that we have to learn from and grow from. That's too difficult. As Colleen knows, when Fire talks about the family, you have family members, you have definitely incarnated before. Wayne likes to usually have karma with people. All family members are by that, you can have those when you ask the way down on the flesh is something close to the top. Isn't the way it is with family relations? Try and work them out, and where we think we're going to get away, keep holding right back to the surface again. Work through it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, so it's interesting. I think about my son was adopted, and he, child, was very afraid of ocean and deep water. And as I was kind of feeling into that, and that was just really more deep kind of thing, but I recognized that he had some kind of where he probably owned or he saw eaten by a shark, and that could be true. So something happened with him on the ocean in a past life, and that has, I know I drowned in a previous life, and I was so in water. And we were talking about this the other day. I could try to overcome that fear, but I will. But so we could have things like that where we just know. Someone asked if deja vu is part of past life, and it can be. I would well after well a few deja all over the place and felt like so real, right? Well, I also think Vu is telling me I'm in the right. That's always it. Now, another question. Paula said the past life is 7 years. Sorry. Sure. So that's
cool. Thanks, Paula. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I think we have the opportunity. We see this in therapy that people report in past life or no food forces based on life path that we use the lessons we want to work on. But doesn't it different, like, oh, I've been away in my past life, and so God is going to wag a finger and punish me by making me soul wants to. If we drop the ball in our lifetime, and we then have the ability of having that first half. What is not as my estimation. Dr. Casey, the famous at this. There is no karmic debt, only karmic memory. So we want to work out, we want the soul of wants to work out and resolve these issues. So it's a lifetime to incarnate with as we want.
Yeah, you know, it isn't talking about karma. Someone asked me last year on a radio show, I just want to know what I did wrong. All of this. Because we did something wrong in a past life, and maybe we're being punished or whatever.
What was Casey said? Certainly not what we life regret on, you know, thousands of documented now. And also in your death experience, people float up out of the body, you probably heard of going to the light and heaven. Any of them had shows these life situations, one of them learn how to love and take care. Can't believe the marriage made. Or I chose. And I love him. And I was unable to give you any.
No, I'm definitely of the opinion that, you know, we choose our experience for life, but we always have to. Not like it. Not necessarily. Then again, if went at it, so we could go, well, I want to, if I change my mind, then that was perception. You know, but really it's not important. What's really important for you? Power.
I think my thought is that our, yes, let's go along with me. And then, people that we learn from them. I want to be careful here. A lot of people, and, oh, so my dad was really, I have to go a lot of times to let him keep. Probably not, but might be a lesson of act. And trying to do a place of love for you and fine and radiant. It's the idea that the brain is like, oh, it's a lesson. I was about loving myself. I was teaching a second one.
Yeah. So it's so cool when we think about it.
Very different from active.
Yeah, now we have a question I want to address. Corey asked if you can be free from the trauma of a past life. You want to address that at all?
The question is tricky. The lesson we need to learn for our
so on the growth
our growth our and we're going to have to take them on those lessons. You have to say, you know, I'm not and God, but we will have to take that. But it doesn't have to be with the identity. In other words, if she is a life sacrifice, do anything to all listen and bring in.
And we're talking about past lives, you know, because certain past lives, like I'm going to do a past life reading in about 1 minute right now, actually. And what I'm going to do is, unless it's meant to be a lifetime. So lots of times when you do sessions, it's for it. There's some kind of connection, okay? Then somebody asked earlier about how can you tell if it's verification what I'm going to tell you or from maybe your own experience. So what can happen is and does it just leave it?
Often, the term we might use validating, like I'm a woman that came out of a regression and she remembered being married and she was giggling and smiling and joy. And then later she was crying over the loss of a child. And then this is just amazing. Like, how could I be so happy? I'm not marrying this person. I don't even know that person. I don't know who that is. Yeah, I'm gonna. I did not recognize that placement. How can I be that sad or that happy about something that's up? It just doesn't sense. So it's a little tricky there. Not saying that these memories can't be fabulated. Together. There are fact accurate. And we could talk a little bit about that more in a minute, but we'll see over that far past. Back to that.
Okay.
We'll talk something
about that. I'm in the community in January. I'm going to stand at my retreat. And I'm sure we'll do it in we can go outside of Lilydale and
yeah, I can work on Zoom for the area.
Yeah. Okay. And then what did I say? Question. Sit down. About. You're stuck in something and you can't get out of it. Okay, that's who I'm talking to. So, Angela, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut your energy, and anybody else, if what I say feels right, it could be right for you as well. Okay? We all have overlap and the message. Yes. Okay. So, yes, there is someone why he can't. So, Angela, I put in past life for you. It is first thing that comes away is animals, okay, like farm animals, but mostly like farm animals. So I think around a bunch of animals, it's definitely for the animals who are the kind of person that lifetime and I bet in this one as well, that you are the kind of who is with people, and you may have had to build up some kind of walls to because you were taken advantage of as being a gentle person. Okay, so that could apply to this life. It definitely applies to the last life. Very strong person. A lot, your heart is actually that lifetime of the animal. So, for example, this say you had a sheep and you did, and a wolf came out of nowhere to go after your sheep. Who would go between and the sheep, okay? So this tells you a lot about what kind of person you were in that lifetime. So you're very careful. You protect not only animals, also too. So in one way, you protect yourself, okay? The reason I touch that lifetime right now is because you have this part of have that mental spirit, have that feeling of when people are treated unfairly, that bothers you greatly because your heart is so big. So if you see racism, bullying, bothering you, and it's important when we're in our lifetime, recognize these qualities about ourselves because that helps guide us to move forward. It's a mental person. find friends who get you. It can help you kind of sort out which direction you do want to go. You know, if you had a job where you had to be mean to people or lie to them, you could not do that. That would, couldn't do it. Be like, no, no, you cannot do that. So knowing these things help you as you trying to figure out who you are in this life. That can help you a lot. I would be interested to know, even I really love animals. I just have to know. Okay. Yes. Yeah, horrible when I saw that I did. Like I'm feeling that.
Always go, oh my gosh, why do I see this horrible person? And I always kind of joke with them and go, oh, you have. Everybody that's watching this probably would not be at a level of curiosity unless they were standing on the shoulders of another incarnation where they were not Mr. and Mrs. Wonderful. Okay? Nothing it is not who you are now. You are now is very different. Perfect. But if we were here in a lifetime, pumpkin impressions not who you are now. It's sort of you stand on the shoulders all your other lifetimes. This is pretty many lifetimes. He's a bit of a person. And he murdered for money. And I said, who, you're a mercenary? And he went, it was less than honor. Which was his way of saying, that was my way of remembering. Probably not a nice guy. I'm a soul. Fire. But yeah, we're all standing on the shore. All probably some. But we can. And we take the last. I'm always either have to do. I think Casey was all the given lifetime of what we set out to accomplish, the lessons that people have contracts about or curriculum, how much does sun kick overall traffic lifetime past the told me I failed. But maybe it's not average. Not
going to learn
everything. Always
next. Yeah. And it is interesting that some people who are caught up in their past life, you know, and what was involved is stuck there. You know, well, I did this past life, and I've got to work hard in this moment or fill that. And they were focused on that precious book. And it's the idea that past life, they're for the lesson, they learn the lesson, move on. Start out, and really, I kind of like that we start out fresh with each lifetime, but with maybe greater wisdom.
A lot of those, so, being a kid, and it was just like, it didn't seem odd at all. It's like, well, of course. God or the divine is free to get one chance and we're going to risk in hell. You know, if we got the ball or we grabbed it in the wrong neighborhood or all the kinds of uneven playing field, isn't it? And traditional ways of hope I'm not offending. It seemed to drop the ball and you hurt. For that. I just couldn't love any kind of thing to do
that. Yeah, that's to me. Mm-hmm. I remember that I had a past life as a belly dancer. And what is funny, because I did become a belly dancer lifetime.
How was I for that?
I know, you missed that part. And I just, something about it just saw for me did that. And so I kind of continued on with it a little bit in this lifetime. And then I might Laura said, find peace lifetime if you like the girlfriend.
Well, there can be. I don't want to, certainly regression is panacea, that you do a regression and then everything is. And I hope you make sense of that. I have a lot of conflict with a particular relative of mine who I'm not terribly mentally ill. And I saw that this was lifetime. My father favored me over him and in that lifetime. And I didn't think I was worth that sibling I was. And that sibling hated me that lifetime. And I one over here. But my father and then who is another incarnation responsibility with me. And that person hates me. And in understanding that, I've got a lot of compassion at this boundary. Here for me. Bring me a certain wow. Why? Of course it's at that level, maybe. It can bring. That's why. Let me share a quick story. I had a very happily married, and she fell in love with one of her daughter's coaches, and was just crazy. She goes, I feel like I'm losing my mind. What is going on here? I said, dude, my husband, feel like a sexual relationship, like that. It's just like I get around this guy, and my stomach just feel like I'm 14. Did a regression. Unrequited love. Life. Lovers torn apart by the family. Five. Side of a broken heart. When she came up the other side of the regression, she said, I understand it completely. So cute. He's 10 years old. Really fit. He's a coach. But, you know, all the jazz and the sparkle is gone. It's just nice looking for a man now. And we did a follow-up session. Fine, am I? Well, by the end of the day. I mean, he's still cute. I didn't go blind, but, you know, all the charges. So, in the couple people.
Yeah, it's interesting. So, in my theory, hope is our soul. Of our soul, we go into a new life, another life. Biologically, that's all those lifetimes, right? Not by our physical body, but the soul continues through that. And so, that's recognizing that the life, whatever that means, is identity. Angela. Says he was always fond of wolves, never knew why, but it's funny because I used the wolf come and see. And I'm sure he probably either. I'm knowing you. That sounds like I know where you at this level. What is it? That's talking about destiny and all of that stuff. But free will is there, and I don't know if that's it. Okay, you go for it, but not too long.
I just said, better tell me, nothing more powerful than five, two. He has self. So it may be I have a lifetime killed me, and I won't kill him back because I'm from Texas, and that's what we do. And I don't need to kill him. I had to kill him. I didn't have no choice about it. I may want that, or I may feel that fury, but I have. And we override that. And he says that's more important logical or which really gives us a lot of power. So even if something has life just grew up. This will all do not that logical.
Apologies. You better understand yourself in your book. Okay, let's see if it grabs my attention. Hold on, I'm just waiting for somebody's name to just grab me. Just come out and let me. I will know. There is a video. When we were young together before.
Very common.
Yep. Okay. I want to demo. I don't know why your name grabbed me, but it did. Okay, so Alyssa, when I touched in with your client, so Alyssa, when I tell you, what I am seeing is like that old-fashioned, full mom energy, okay? So that prototype of what was called Spinster. I'm seeing Spinster, and she's going, oh no, don't worry, it's all good. That life, when we're on the more side, and I do feel like you were, and that you were strict with, but here's the difference between the stereotype, is that out of love. You had lost your family. Okay? I see illness that came through your family. You lost your family. And I'm not sure if husband or female this, but at this point, alone. Okay? So you had lost, there was a lot of grief there, but you wanted to make a difference. And you really did love kids. And so a little bit was up a little bit of a wall. And reminded you of the loss. But on the other hand, you loved them. And you done anything. Like when I was talking to her, about her protecting this. It's a theme. I got a theme. And so it's really interesting. That lifetime for me. Because I know you were intelligent, smart, and I know you were very hard working. It was like your focus, what you did. Everybody counted on you, and you were always there. And it was a way to work grief, but you carried through your whole life there. And with this, it's exciting to this fact that you love children. I expect that you also have heart. I would expect that if you had a loss or a sadness of any kind, that you feel it deeply, like feel it so deep. And I also expect that you are very good at connecting with people, and almost intuitively connect. So there's a little bit of uncertainty there with how you can feel like empathability, that kind of thing. There's that there. And also, and you'll have to let me know if this is right, that you like school. Okay? Then, follow the rules. And I'm wondering, this lifetime, you learned early to follow the rules. That's been a pattern or habit. So, you've got a lot of strong characteristics, a lot of depth there. And all that lost in that lifetime, your heart's bigger lifetime. So there's that for you, Alyssa. That's kind of fun. That was fun too.
It had to be.
Right? Okay.
Well,
while
you scroll.
Yeah, he scrolls.
One comment, there are some really interesting ones by Jim Tucker at the University of Virginia. children that have spontaneous past life memories. By the way, you type for Imogen by help. Okay. Anyway, Jim Tucker did research actually children and found that they see past life memories. Talk about or kind of act, usually died in traumatic ways, suicide or by accident, or they were murdered, often about those kinds of things. And then a lot of it has been described. If you are not saying that absolutely concrete as science, but there are plenty of children. 3-year-old doesn't talk about a past Hollywood out where he had or draft pick himself out from a lifetime of picture book, well, which is all documented. They'll do that.
So there are
lots of children who have all documented.
I have my daughter, I said, she was my mother before she and I was like, what do you mean? And she said, before I came, I was your mother. And I always tell the story because it was just so mind-blowing to me at that point. And I always say it made sense because I had to calm down. I'd get stressed out. And she was always telling me how to relax. Not normal. So, you know, we've already discussed that next time. So this Easter, one of mine told me that we were past life. Question: the best way to find out more about that.
Yeah, probably. I mean, business here. A regression could. Why does it matter? How important is it? A lot of things. I want to know about what happened last. There's a connection to someone. Probably. Lesson that you. You get it doesn't have to be painful. One. Sometimes people. Gosh, and I said, oh, I really love. This is everyone. As well as different ones. Soulmates, according to are those that have lots. And some people are soulmates, like we think that you've been holding here. Always was. And soulmates, again, can be family. Okay. With, yes, your
voice.
You have financial.
And just because you divorced doesn't mean you failed the test. It might mean they got it right.
Or if a positive and find stuff.
Yeah. So Angela's like a full reading, but. Yeah, I'm so busy teaching right now. But what as I get new kind of for readings, I'll post it everywhere so you all will know. Definitely will be paid for sure. I don't know about before that because I don't know. And I want to mention I do want to mention that we do some of this stuff in our empowerment study. We're going to talk about that and all about that one. Nikki also says, I wonder if life course five, such as. Okay. It's all about helping you get on stock and unseen and heard like you want all out of your life. Thank you. message. Other people can excel, can find more about meditation. Okay, Terry, I want to go to Mary, all those guys in, I don't know, India, they play the instrument in the summer. That's what I'm seeing. I'm in a past life reading before. Make summer. And that is. And something. Now, remember who you were in a past life. Not who you are now. I'm putting qualifications before I say the next part. Who likes to steal money back then? Okay. You are not the money, shall we say, then. And it reminds me of the Robin Hood story. Okay. So, you know, we're going to from the rich. Poor. It's the same philosophy. Okay. You were that kind of person. So, you are all about wanting to make society more peaceful. You are also very much into magic, the idea of magic, and something was magical in a way. Also, people who were concerned and natural skills and abilities of the world to an alchemist. Look that up. Alchemist. Because those skills, being able to create magic, to make something happen, has been brought into this lifetime. Well, okay? Or an alchemist. Ooh, we were talking about something so strange. Back then, had to do, but it really was about creating. But I have to say, I do quite about meeting some people. Kind of fun for me. And so don't take that on. I do. It was back then. Survival is. Who are the kind of person? And that. I was told that I did that in my philosophy areas on that is like, no, not necessarily. Greg will have some thoughts on it. With, I was amazed that somebody who won't come through in a amount of time has monster. Made that crap up. Someone is a bit shy to me. Jesus. And there's my belief system is that the God, the divine energy, would not go, oh, it's done for you. You're never going to get to go back again. Your life is over. You're still forever or anything like that. So my feeling is it is as it is. And the journey is over. You're done, tornado. Because you still have more.
Now, that's several perspectives. Going to soul is eternal. We've made all of the trip. We've had all these things. Have, you know, and so many work. So we escape the sun. The wheel of life and death. Imagine the condor with the string hanging over its feather, raising across the top of a mountain. Those times it's
show before the mountain is well down in 70 lots. So it's staggering to us that time is an illusion. Not only safety and your death, according to Albert Einstein. So we're giving infinite opportunity both in depression. I've got to tell you, I've committed that for us. Worked in for lifetime, and so these banks, are they have karma much? Of course. Please, my lesson finds when you hear error. So not like it's not some reputation. It's not the end. Final B, okay, five, up on
what?
From plenty of human mothers and tons of things, but in the
system, why would they go in being if it wasn't the least capable of that?
So many of our old constructs from older controlling religions. That's the time. I want to know. So number one, would like us to connect to it now. But I also would like is who likes this show. You had fun with it. Put the heart post. Put a like, put a heart, something like that. So react. That will be wonderful. See. But also if you want us to next week, because I could do stuff like readings and some of that stuff, and it's fun. Definitely give us hearts. Now, somebody asked a question. I did want to talk about our past life.
And I'll go through the psychic explanation, explain, realities that make. I haven't seen a lot of revenge. I've had a woman that has a regret made. I've seen future progression, both as seen themselves on other planets, or as self said in my father's house. Beyond the father's mansions, how reality is old, mansions, the areas. So,
so much fun for me, and it's now and then in a medium reading. It doesn't happen a lot, but now and then it does happen, where I go into a past life with somebody, and it's always fun to see what people think about it. Somebody did ask the question that pops up all the time, oh, we know with our last past life. I mean, I suppose until we all get back together with the divine energy, all one again, and then we decide we're going to do something else.
For text right now, all loving to give yourself, a lot of people watching right now that are much more cruel to yourself than you are to anybody else on the end. Love and forgive others. That's the pragmatic answer. I want to incarnate. Then how I learn to be others. Incarnated or not. Then it comes only.
Yeah. So me. Hi. So, post others. I like a Brian West. Self-regression can do.
Regression. Having have some time for yourself to relax. And I can't wait enough. You will not be able to get on Brian Weiss's mind. Is his recent happen? Now, the my case study. Things are reading that as well. And his training.
Yeah, so there's so much out there. So what I'm going to do is I will go through all the comments and questions. Questions, we didn't answer them, by the way, and I worked on a few but never got to them. I will write them down, so we will use those next week. More questions, you can ask yourself, whatever you want, and I'll make a list of what we can, and I'll go some more stuff reading next week, and I mean, if you probably go for 2 weeks, probably, because there's so much. So, and Greg will post that here tonight, help tonight find it. And so you can buy it yourself.
And if I may, I might post a story, a very poignant story about a child who was half-life in World War II, the airplane pilot. A plane he flew, and the shoe was on, it's absolutely right. Story. Lennox, Lennox. So I'd like a little network about that.
Right. Yeah, some cool people are asking how to connect with you. So it's me just look for a bunch of words on Facebook. And contact info. We can't. But yeah, we can only register medium can. So we medium can ask like questions. So because medium can. So those kinds of things. Okay. We're going to talk about this next week. Probably should stop talking. We are a little bit over time. I'll try to get some more test life reading. Okay.
And I have some more exciting information. We really touch evidence. And also some other crazy stories.
Yeah, there's a lot out there. So if you're not following my page, make sure you are. Colleen Vanderzijde, Medium, and Intuitive Life Coach. I'm almost a big expert, so it'd be really cool if I pass. So anyway, it's so nice for you guys to come and join with us tonight. Sorry, having such great questions. And we will continue this next year. More fun next week, if it's possible. So you guys have a... We're waiting to see that you want.